This is episode 2282 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and welcome back to day 5 of our series on healing relationships. This has been a theme that has required you to experience compassion, understanding, unconditional love, and empathy in a relationship that's difficult in your life. In today's episode, you're going to be guided in a meditation to listen to your inner wisdom. It's all too easy to get caught up emotionally when a relationship doesn't go so well. You might find yourself reacting emotionally without thinking and regretting words you might say or actions you might do in a relationship. Today, I introduce you to the letter I of the acronym we've been following along this week in a healing method. You followed along with Dr. Greenberg, who is also the author of several books to help you manage anxiety. She wrote an article about a 4-step HEAL, H-E-A-L, method that you followed along to. On day 1, you experienced H for hear, to listen to the other person in the relationship you're healing. E, to empathize with this person, to try to understand how they're feeling and where their emotions are coming from. A, to act. To act with kindness and love, to let them know you support them and hear them, or to gently let them go with compassion and well wishes. Then you discovered in yesterday's episode, L for love, unconditional love, where you allow a person to be as they are, to understand who they are, and to love them despite the difficulty you experience with them in a relationship. Today, I'm adding on the letter I. Eventually, we'll go through the entire acronym HEALING throughout this 7-day series. I needed 3 more letters to share with you. So I decided to add introspection to this method because that's what you do when you meditate. You allow your emotions to calm down. You allow your emotional dust to settle. And then you tap into your reasoning center, which is right at your prefrontal lobes and your brain. This is also where your spiritual eye, as it's referred to in yoga and meditation, is located. Every single time you sit down to meditate, I invite you to uplift your eyes. And this creates a physiological response in your body where you feel your emotions uplift. And this allows you to tap into your reasoning center of your brain. So you will be guided as you introspect in today's meditation. A fellow meditator of yours reached out to me and she shared a message where she felt a lot of pressure from her parents and from a sister to live her life a certain way. She lives in the same area as her sister, and her parents actually live in another country. She has a full, vibrant life, and her sister doesn't have as much going on in her life. And her parents are constantly asking her to invite her sister places and to spend as much time with her as possible. Your fellow meditator does spend time with her sister, but she has a very full and vibrant life, and she feels as though she's being manipulated to entertain this sister, but they don't have much in common. There have been many accusations and hurt feelings, a lot of emotional pain. This is where the beauty of meditation becomes so evident in your life. Because when you let your emotions subside and you tap into the reasoning center of your brain, then you can come up with solutions. Maybe the parents and the fellow meditator could help the sister find her own interests and to create a vibrant life for herself so that she's not so dependent on the other sister. That way, when they spend time together, they both feel enriched in their own personal lives and they can meet each other with mutual affection without one sister feeling as though she's responsible for the other sister. I invite you to focus on your heart chakra as you do this meditation. Your heart chakra is right at your heart, at your chest, and the color for this chakra is green. You may or may not be familiar with chakras. They are simply areas within your body where you experience your emotions. Your heart chakra offers love, compassion, and gratitude, those qualities that are associated with a loving relationship. The color of this chakra is green. You could imagine the color green surrounding you, surrounding the other person in the relationship. The element is air. It's expansive. It's uplifting. This is how you want to feel in a relationship. And for those of you who enjoy the stones of the different chakras, you might try rose quartz or jade or green aventurine. So now I invite you to settle yourself down and introspect, focusing on the reasoning center of your brain. As you begin to relax your mind and body, notice where you hold your attention today. Name the emotion you're feeling and what may have triggered this emotion. Now open yourself up to healing. You might focus at your heart, visualizing the color green surrounding your space, surrounding your heart, healing you, nourishing you. Now I invite you to consider a relationship that you're focusing on this week to heal. Visualize this person. And allow yourself to send compassion and well wishes. Consider beautiful qualities this person has. Uplift this person in these, their highest qualities. Notice how you feel when you do this. Now allow yourself inner stillness, allowing your mind and body to become very still, and open your heart to solutions and possibilities to improve this relationship. at some point let go and allow yourself simply to be. You are so worth slowing down for.